Ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today begins our opportunity to say no to the naysayers, and that is for those who thought that we can't make it through. All right, they're doing brachos and Shabbos. We have to be mechazik ourselves. We get to a harder mesecha, Meseches Erevin, an absolutely beautiful mesecha. And now there are so many things to help us. We begin Meseches Erevin, Daf Beis and Meseches Erevin, the 220th Daf in Shas. I mentioned that there are many Svarim to help us. Of course, there are the Hebrew and English translations, which I highly encourage that however you listen to the Daf or learn it the first time, that you go over it without the translations. But aside from that, Meseches Erevin, as you're probably aware, there are many, many diagrams. For that reason, Be'ezer Hashem, we will be using a very popular system of diagrams, and that is put out by Oz V'Hadar. It's in the back of many of the Oz V'Hadar Daf Yomi Gemaras, which is known as the Blue Gemaras, and referred to as Ahoyd V'Hadar, and we will be using those diagrams, and we will continually, Be'ezer Hashem, make reference to it. We concluded Maseches Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Zayin, but now we come first circle to the first sugyas in Maseches Shabbos. And that is the Isser of Hotza'ah. And our Masechta, of course, is going to discuss how one can construct an Eruv. We'll discuss other Eruvim as well, Tchumen and Chatzeros in the appropriate time. How one can construct an Eruv to be able to carry. Now, we will start our Masechta with Rashi's introduction, starting from three lines from the top. Rashi says, "Umayi Rishus HaRabim." What is Rishus HaRabim? Srati uplati gedola, kada amram beperek yitzias ha-shavis davavam and aleph, shedomin ledigle midbar. The prohibition of carrying outside the Rishus HaRabim has to be doma to the flags in the midbar. What it means is the Rishus HaRabim that was in the midbar. The kol mili the Shabbos and Mishkan Gamrina, because we learn after the Mishkan all the halachas of Shabbos. Va'agolos shelavim, and the wagons of the Levim, we learned on the Aftzadi test in Shabbos, Berachov Yudvav Amo, Asli. They were 16 Amos wide. So the Rishus HaRabim had to be 16 Amos wide. Kedamrim Bezark. Hilkach. Lo Avi Rishus HaRabim. For that reason, something is not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Batsir Miyudvav Amo. If it's less than 16 Amos, and this is a critical part for us, Rechov Mefulash, if the street is going to be open, mi beis Russian. So there's two conditions we have. Number one, it needs to be 16 amos wide. Number two is that it has to be an alleyway that's open on two sides. And now we introduce our Mishnah. Avol mavoi katsur, but a short mavoi. Ve'ena rachav yudvav ama, and it's not 16 amos wide. Vinami rachavu, or if it's wide, 16 amos, but ena mafulish, but it's not open on two sides. In other words, it's like what we would describe a dead end. Then in such a case, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. If it's not a Rishus HaRabim, then our Mishnah begins. Mavui Shehu Givoya. If you have a Mavui that is closed, or on one side, or it's less than Tezayin Amma wide, if it's higher than 20 Amos, so then you're not allowed to carry inside of it, even if there is a sign, a korah, a beam, going across the fourth side. Nevertheless, you are not allowed to carry in it if it's gavoa l'mala me'esrim amah. You have to lower it. Rav Yehuda omer ein tzarich. Rav Yehuda says you do not need to lower it. It's enough even if it's above 20 amos. If you take a look in our diagrams in the Hod V'Hadar, in diagram number 1, you have the picture of a closed mavui, which is opening up to a Rishus HaRabim. In diagram 2, we show one of the ways in which one would be allowed to carry in that mavui. And that is, if a lechi is put up, if there is a board that is put straight up, or, as we have in diagram 3, a korah, a beam is put across the mavui. Says the Mishnah that if this korah is above 20 amos, then it does not help in allowing one to carry in that mavud. Veherchav me'eser amis, and also if the opening is wider than 10 amis, yimayit, then in such a case, you should make it less than 10 amis. V'myesho tzuras ha-pesach, but it has a tzuras ha-pesach, avol bishu rocha me'eser amis, even if the opening is less than 10 amis, ein tzarech lemayit, you don't need to make it smaller, because a tzuras ha-pesach, which is two vertical posts with a post going across, what conventionally people refer to, even though it's an inaccurate expression, an Erev is a two posts and a post going across. We have generally today a string, because a string would also be acceptable. Then if the opening of the Mavui is greater than 10 Amis, nevertheless, you're allowed to carry inside. Even if it's less than 10 Amis, there's no need to close it. Now, our daf, Be'ezer Hashem, as much of the perek, will be dealing with the halachos of this mavui, and particularly we're going to analyze the machlokis between Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. First, the Tanakhama. First, though, our Gemara is going to discuss another case where lemalu me'esr mamah is a psul. Tanan Asim, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah. So he should give all lemalu me'esr mamah. Psula. If the sukkah is higher than 20 amas, dav beis amid aleph in sukkah, the halacha is that it's going to be possible. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Maishna gabi sukkah asks the Gemara, detani psula, v'gabi mavui takani tatamta. When it comes to the sukkah, there we say it's possible. Here it doesn't say it's possible, it just says, suggests how to fix it. Answers the Gemara, sukkah d'araisa. Sukkah is a din d'araisa tani psula. So there we learn the rule, the expression psula. Mavui d'rabbanan tani takanta. Mavui, which is a din d'rabbanan, so there we use the expression of takanta. If we want to emphasize a psul d'oraisa, then we use the expression of psul. V'ibayisema d'oraisa nami tani takanta. Or else you could say that min ha-Torah, we could also use the expression takana. Ela, why is it a sukkah they don't? Tell you mashpil to make it lower, yima'et, you can make it lower. Why does it just say in sukkah, sukkah shiglai ma'ames mama psula? Ela sukkah the nefishim mili pasuk v'tani psula. Masechet sukkah has a lot of halachos in the first mishnah. As Rashi explains in Dibrei Hamaskel, tani, excuse me, the nefishim mili, Rashi over there says that the mishnah spells out what's the halach if it doesn't have three walls. It gives other examples of psulim. So there we say psula. Mavui, however, here we only have one thing. So therefore, Ela sukkah d'nefishim mili pasuk v'tani psula. Then it says psula to lead up the other things. Mavui d'la nefesh mili tani tekanta. With a mavui, we could, since we're only going to explain the halachas of more than 20 amas, so then we could immediately jump in to fix it. However, when it comes to sukkah, we can't talk about fixing it yet because there are other psulim we need to discuss. You put a big period over here. Now, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The teaching of Rav, the Gemara is going to make reference to this later on, is the teaching of Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, what exactly is the machlokas between the Chacham and Rav Yehuda, whether a Korah 20 Amas high will not allow one to carry in a Mavul. Before we analyze the machlokas, there's one more piece of information that we have to emphasize, that Rashi says in Dibur HaMaskel Mavui, at the end of the Rashi, the reason that we need a Korah or a Mavui is that technically, min ha-Torah, one is allowed to carry the Mavui because it's closed on three sides. We pointed out that the only thing that's also min ha-Torah to carry is that it's a Mavui mefulish and 16 amos wide. However, midrabbanan, they made a takana. Then order, look back into your diagram. We had it, the first diagram. We have the mavui that opens up. You see the two courtyards on either side. They open up to a rishus harabim. What's going to remind a person not to carry out into the rishus harabim? The answer is diagram number two and diagram number three. And they are either a lechi there, jumps out at them, reminds them not to carry, or there's a korah that reminds them not to carry. So we have machlokas where that korah is kosher if it's 20 amis above. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Chacham Lolim Dua, Elmi Pisro Shel Heichel. The Chachamim learn the height that's acceptable from the opening into the Heichel. The Heichel is the area of the Beis HaMikdash where which is also referred to in the Mishkan often as the Ohel Moed, where you have the menorah and the Mizbeach HaKtores, after the Chatzer, as you proceed to go closer, as you proceed to go east. Rabbi Yehuda lo limdua el mipischo shel ulam. Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the opening to the ulam. The opening to the ulam is similar to the opening of the Chatzer of the Mishkan. The ulam represented the opening of the bayis of the base Hamigdash. This not, as we learn in Midos, pischo shel hechel, the height. During the time of the bayis sheni, the height of, as described in Maseches Midos, that's what we're describing here. The height of the hechel was gvo esrim amma, was 20 amas high. Virachvo, and the width was eser amos. Vishel ulam, but to the courtyard, it was larger. Govo arboim amma. Virachvo eser amos. It was 40 amas high, the ulam, and its width was 20 amas. So now, the machlokas suggests, Rav, is what do we focus on? Do we focus on the height of the heichal or the height of the ulam? The Gemara continues to analyze, Ushnei mikronecha drashu. And both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim were coming from the same pasuk. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, in regards to the karbon shlamim, Ushchato pesach oyel moed, and you shall shecht it by the entrance of the Ohel Moed. The Rabbanan Savri, Kedushas Heichal Lechud, or Kedushas Ulam Lechud. That there are two different Kedushas, there are two different levels of Kedusha. Of course, closer to the Aron is the Heichal than the Ulam. So it's Kedushas Heichal Lechud, that's one area of Kedusha, and presumably a lesser level of Kedusha when it comes to the Chatzer. V'chi k'siv Pesach Ohel Moed, so when Torah says Pesach Ohel Moed, a Heichal k'siv, it must be referring to the Heichal. And therefore, when the Torah describes a Pesach, the Torah is only describing something that's a Pesach, which is only 20 amos high. More than that might not be considered a Pesach at all. If it's not considered a Pesach at all, then what have you accomplished by putting up the Korah? The whole point of the Korah is to show that you're now entering a new Ribshus. Rabbi Yehuda savar hechel v'ulam kedusha achasi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the hechel and the ulam is considered one kedusha. V'chi k'siv pesach ol moed atarvayu hu dichsiv. When it says pesach ol moed, it's talking about the opening to the ulam, which is also the opening to the hechel. According to Rashi, it seems that Rav is saying that there is a really fundamental machlokis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, that according to the Chachamim, Avoda needs to be done in front of the Ohel Moed, can only be done in front of the Pesach of the Heichal, while according to Rabbi Yehuda, an amazing Chiddush, if it's done at the Pesach of the Chatzer, it would be acceptable as well. Viba Yisema, another Pshat, an entirely new Pshat, the Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Kedushas Ulam Lechud V'Kedushas Heichal Lechud. We're not going to say that Rabbi Yehuda would go so far as to say there's no difference between the Kedushas Ulam and the Kedushas HaHeichal. V'hachai nutayma de Rabbi Yehuda, and what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? D'chsiv el Pesach ulam habayis. Because the Pasuk says, there is no Pasuk exactly that says el Pesach ulam habayis. However, if you take a look at the Torah, or nowadays most Gemaras are printed with the Psukim as together, you will see that there are two Psukim that they quote from Yechezkel. One says Vayivieni el ulam habayis, and the other says Vayishiveni el Pesach habayis. And Rabbi Yehuda's doresh it as if it says El Pesach Ulam Habayis, that we see that the opening to the Ulam, which is the area, of course, that is before the Heichal, is considered also El Pesach, is considered an opening as well. So even though it does not have the same level of Kedusha, says the Ibai Seima, still, once it's called a Pesach, then you learn from that height as being acceptable. Also, Rabban and Yav Iksiv al Pesach Ulam Kidukamar. Says the Rabban, you're right. If it would say al Pesach Ulam, then you could learn that you could learn from the height of the Ulam, which was 40 Amos. Kidukamar. Hashin Iksiv al Pesach Ulam Habayis Hapasuach Ulam. What does it mean al Pesach Habayis? Pesach Habayis means the Heichel, which empties into the Ulam. Asks the Gemara of Aki Iksiv Hai Bimishkan Iksiv. How could we even learn out the measurements from the second base Hamikdash, as described in Maseches Midos. What psukim were we playing with? What was our primary makar? Our primary makar was from the Karban Shlamim, written in this week's parsha of Pesach Ol Moed. Ushchato Pesach Ol Moed, in Berek Imel. So that's by the Mishkan, asks the Gemara. V'hoki ksiv hai b'mishkan ksiv. Ashechon Mishkan de'ikri Migdash, u'migdash de'ikri Mishkan. Says the Gemara, no, we could use the Hagdaras of Mishkan and apply them to the Migdash as well, because Mishkan is called Migdash and Migdash is called Mishkan. Dila te'mahachi, hadam Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel. Rav Yudam taught in the name of Shmuel, Shlom sheshachdan kodem psichas vlasos seheichel psulim. If a carbon shlom is slaughtered before the heichel is opened, as described in Maseches Tamid, it's pasul shenemar, as we quote from our pasuk, ushchato pesach ol moed. You shall shecht it when, you should do the slaughtering, when it's the opening of the ol moed. And Chazal darshin, bizman shepsuchin, velo bizman shehein ne'ulim. That you can only do the shechita when it's open and not when it's closed. So we see we use that pasuk already for halachos hamigdash. So too, we can understand that we're talking about the Pesach of the Migdash as well, and the Pesach of the Migdash as well, according to the Chacham, is 20 Amos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you go after the Ulam, is 40 Amos. Ask the Gemara, v'hoki ksiv ahi mishkan ksiv. The Gemara is now fleshing out the Raya, and it says, over there you could also ask that it's written by the Mishkan. El da'ashchan mishkan, migdash dikri mishkan, u'mishkan dikri migdash. So we see from here that the two are interchangeable, and we can learn out one from the other, as we explained before. Asks the Gemara five lines from the bottom. Bishlam and Migdash Dikri Mishkan. I understand why you assume that Migdash is called the Mishkan Dechsiv, as the pasuk describes in Vayikra as well. V'nasati Mishkani B'sochichem. Ela Mishkan Dikri Migdash Minolan. How do we know that the Migdash is also, the Mishkan is also called Migdash? Elam, if you're going to say Migdash, it says in Bamidbar v'nasu akasim nosei hamigdash v'ikimus haMishkan ad boam, that we see when it comes to setting up of the Mishkan by the kahas, by the mishpachas kahas, it's referred to as a Migdash. Ahu ba'aron ksiv, that's only talking about the Aron. Ela mehacha v'asuli Migdash v'shachanti b'socham. So we see the Mishkan is also called a Migdash. Hence, we have a havana of the machlok is between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, and that is what is the definition of the Pesach, and the question being whether we look at the Pesach of the Heichel or the Pesach of the Ula. We continue two lines from the top on Beis on the Beis. Bein l'Rabban and Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, lilfo mi Pesach shar hechotzer. According to both Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, why don't we learn from the opening of the courtyard? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Orech hachotzer meo va'amah, the length of the chotzer was 100 by 100. V'rochav chamishim echimishim, v'koma chamesh amos. Uksiv v'chamesh asrei amah kloim la'kosev. Uksiv la'kosev sheinis mizeh umizeh l'shar hachotzer kloim chamesh esrei amah. Now here we get to the point that the Gemara wanted to bring out. Ma lahalon, what was the length of the opening? How wide was the opening into the Mishkan? Mala halon chomesh berochav esrim, afkan chomesh berochav esrim. Let's take a look at diagram 8, diagram ches in the Hod Vahadar. There we have the length and the picture of the whole Mishkan. The picture of the whole Mishkan, the way it was laid out, that the entrance had a area between the actual opening, there was a 20 amma protection, if you will, what was referred to as Chamesh Berochav Esrim, and that is that there was a height of 5, and then the actual entrance, you see that there are 4 poles before it on diagram test that sort of block, they allow a little bit of space, but they also block the 20 amma width of the Pesach. Now those 20 ammas is our critical point. Afkan chamesh berochav esrim. Just like over there, there was a height of 5, and the width was 20 amos. So too over here, if we're learning out from the opening of the Heichal, we should say that it's considered a Pesach up until 20 amos. Yet, in our Mishnah, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim said, the herchav me eser amos, that if it's more than 10 amos long, yima'et. Now, both according to Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, anything even 20 amos long should be acceptable when we're talking about the width, because we're talking about the Pesach of the Mishkan. And over there, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan should agree that anything less than 20 should certainly be acceptable. Why does the Mishnah say only 10? Malan chamesh berochav esrim, afkan chamesh berochav esrim? Question mark. Answers the Gemara, Pesach shara chotzer ikri.
Pesach.
And since both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are in agreement that when it comes to the opening of the chotzer, it was 20 amos, so why would we not say that so too when we're talking about a Pesach up until at least 20 amos would be considered a normal Pesach, and therefore that would be an appropriate way to signify that you're going into a Rishus HaRabim to make a sign that's a Pesach, either with a Lechi or a Korah. Answers the Gemara, Pesach Shara Chotzer Ikri. 20 amos is called the opening of a Chotzer. Pesach Stama Lo Ikri. But it's not called Stam a Pesach. And here, we're not talking about a Chotzer. Here, we're talking about something else. We're talking about a Movu. Viba Yisem, or else we could say, Ki Ksiv Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amo. We analyzed that when the Torah says that there was a length of 15 and 15, and then an open space, which we calculated being 20, considering the general width of the chatzer, which brought us to the conclusion that a Pesach should qualify as something that's 20, maybe we read that part of the pasuk wrong. Look back, first word on the line, seven lines in, was V'lakosaf ha'ishenis mizeh mizeh l'shara chatzer, Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amo, we did 15 plus 15 is 30, and we knew that the entire width was 50, so we knew that you had another 20 of extra space. Maybe we read that pasuk, Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amo, incorrectly. We read it as being 15 in the length. Maybe it was talking about its height. V'ibay Seima, back into the Gemara, Kiksiv Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amo, Lakasev, it was talking about the height, but there was no information of the length. And maybe the actual closed parts to one side of the open, the entrance to the Mishkan had much more wall space, and the opening was only 10 amos. And the 15 amos was talking about the height and not the length. Tichsiv, gova. V'hoksiv asks the Gemara, but the pasuk already says, V'koma chamesh amos, that it was 5 amos high. So how can you say now that it means it's 15 amos high? Answers the Gemara, ahu misfas mizbeach ulamala. That was if you were measuring it from the height of the mizbeach, that it was another 5 amos above the mizbeach. So the Gemara is doche this raya. Period. Now the Gemara is going to challenge the Hezber of Rav Bidas Reb Yehuda in the following way. You put a big period after Ulam Aleph. Reb Yehuda mi pischo shel Ulam Gamar. Is Reb Yehuda going to learn from opening of the Ulam, as we said earlier? Vatnan, but didn't we learn? Veherchem me'aser amas yima'ed v'lo polig Reb Yehuda. Didn't Reb Yehuda teach us that the halacha is also like the Chachamim, that if there's a 10 amas width, so then, in such a case, it's kosher. Larger than that is going to be possible. Yet, Reb Yehuda learns from the Ulam. Yet we know from our source of the Mishkan that the entrance into the Chatzar, which is the parallel to the Ulam in the Migdash, was 20 amos. So why does at least Reb Yehuda, beforehand, we thought even the Rabbanan, would agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So we say maybe according to Rabbanan there is no raya. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, clearly Rabbi Yehuda would understand that the Pesach of the Ulam is at least 20 amos. Amar Abaye Polig Bebraisa. Abaye says he already disagreed in a Braisa. The Sanya Verhechem Miyud Amis Yimait. Rabbi Yehuda Omerin Tzarech Lamait. Rabbi Yehuda said Beferish, when it comes to a Mavui, you don't have to make it smaller. What's the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't? Because you learn from the Ulam. And just like the Ulam was 40 Amos high, Rabbi Yehuda learns from that. He also learns from the width and was 20 Amos. Says the Gemara, V'lifnog Bimas Nisan. We said, why don't we mention this machlokus also, Rabbi Yehuda? We already mentioned the machlokus in the height between Rabbi Yehuda and Chum. Why don't we mention the machlokus in terms of the width as well? As well, plig bevol vuhu adin le rachva. Once we knew that they were chaylik on the goiva, we of course would assume that they're also chaylik on the rochav. Azocha to learn this daf with Menachem, my son, and Menachem asked, what would it be in our Mishnah that would tell us that just like they disagree by the height, they also disagree with in the width? I'm not sure to the answer to Menachem's question. The only thing we could add, though, is say that once we know that the source is the Ulam, then, and that's why 40 Amos would be acceptable according to Rabbi Yehuda, or higher than 20 at least would be acceptable according to Rabbi Yehuda, then we would know the Rochav as well. Asks the Gemara, Vakati Rabbi Yehuda mipischo shel ulam gomer? Did Rabbi Yehuda learn from the opening of the ulam? Vatanya, didn't we learn in a braisa not that way? Mavu ishu gavoa, and the truth is, as we're going to notice when we look back in the Mishnah, is that it's not so clear even from our Mishnah that the shiur of Rabbi Yehuda is coming from the ulam, as we're about to ask. Vakati Rabbi Yehuda mipischo shel ulam gomer? Vatanya, we learn in a braisa. Mavu ishu gavoa, and asked Rami Yemai. That's the opinion of the Chacham, the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad mem v'nun amo. Rabbi Yehuda's machshir until 40 and 50. Now, the moment you introduce 50, so then there's no raya whatsoever that he was learning from the ulam, because the ulam was only 40. V'tani bar kapara ad mea. And bar kapara said it goes up until 100. B'yishleim le bar kapara guzma. According to bar kapara, it could very well be it's exaggerated. You can't deduce. El Rabbi Yehuda, my guzma. Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda arboim. If you say Rabbi Yehuda holds 40, gomer pischo shel ulam. Ela nun minale. And for that matter, we could add that in our Mishnah, there's no mention of 40. It just says Rabbi Yehuda holds that higher than 20 is also kosher, question mark. Amar Rav Chizda, hamas nisan itase l'rav. Rav Chizda says, you're right. Our Mishnah caused Rav to make a mistake. Who's Rav? Rav was the Amora that started off our sugya. 7 lines into the Gemara, we had Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, that suggested the machlokis between the Chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda. Some of the younger Talmidim mixed up Chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda. They confused Rav Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is the Tana, and Rav Yehuda is the Mora. So Amar Rav Chizda, Hamas Nisan Atisei L'Rav, it confused Rav, Disanya Mavui Shu Gavoam Esrim Amma, Yoser Mipischo Shel Hechel Yimait. The Chachamim said, if it's less than that, than the height of the Hechel, you have to make it less. Hu Savar, Rav thought, Midrabon, who here is referring to Rav, Midrabon Pischo Shel Hechel Gamri, Rabbi Yehuda, Mipischo Shel Ulam Gamar. If Rabbonon, we're learning the size of an acceptable Korah for a chotzer from the Heichel, then Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. What will he learn from? He will learn from the Ulam. Velohi, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa de Malkin Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda learned from the openings of palaces that were even greater than 40 Amos. Ask the Marv Rabbanan, im mipischo shel Heichel Gmiri, if the Rabbanan learned from the opening of the Heichel, liboy dlosos kehechel, so then in such a case, a Korah or a Lechi should not be acceptable. You should be able to require to have doors. Aloma Tanan, why did we learn Hechshem Mavu Beishame Om Lechi Vikorah? Finally, we get those words. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Lechi O Korah. Beisham requires both. We're going to see later on Mishnah Yidal from the base. While Beis Hillel say that you have a Lechi or a Korah. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Even the Rabbanan doesn't make sense. Answers the Gemara. Dlosos Heichel Etznius Balmahu Da'av Idan. The doors of the Heichel were just done to make the Beis HaMikdash modest. And for that reason, there's no requirement of it in terms of the nature of transforming it into a halachic Pesach. It would be considered a halachic Pesach whether there were doors or whether there were no doors. Hence, to summarize what we've learned today from the Mishnah, a mavoi that is higher than 20 amis is going to be possible according to Rabbanan, because they learn out as Rav had suggested. This part Rav had gotten correct. Ushchato Pesach o Moed, that they learn out that what's considered a Pesach is the Pesach of the Heichal, and that is up until 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says Einot Sarif, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that we learn out from, not from the Pesach of the Ulam, and ultimately the Gemara backtracks from that pshat of Rav, but rather we learn out, he learns out from the Pesach de Malkin, a palace's opening, and a palace's opening could be way more than 20, even 40 or 50 amos high. And we also, the Gemara had explained, have all the right to equate, number one, the status of a Pesach for Hilchos Erevin, two, the Mishkan, two, the Migdash as well. We could learn the sizes from the Migdash, because the Mishkan was also referred to as Migdash, and Migdash and Mishkan are used interchangeably. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the first daf in Maseches Erevin. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Siyata Deshmaya to learn this absolutely beautiful Masechta. Actually, even though this daf, the Masechtas and the concepts are hard, nevertheless, you should know that the dafim are a little bit shorter than the dafim that we've had up until now. There's a lot of Tosos, Mirtz Hashem, when we learn it, Be'iyun, and we learn every line in Tosos. So then, that will make each daf that much harder. But for the daf Yomi, even though we're heading into a difficult Masechta, actually, there's the acronym of the yeshivas called Ani, the poor Masechtas. There aren't many people that know are Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. So we're about to knock off the first of Ani. It is a difficult Masechta on the one hand, absolutely beautiful one at the same time. And it allows us to really, really focus in on concepts that most are not aware of. Also, again, one nechama is the dapim are not as long as we had in Maseches Brachos and Maseches Shabbos. We now go on, Be'ezer Hashem, to the halacha from the daily daf. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Beis in Maseches Erevin is the application of the halachos of a mavui as described in the Mishnah, transposed and applied to a dead-end street today, how one should construct an Eruv in such an instance on a dead-end street, as we see how the halacha develops from the rules of the Mishnayis and the Gemara through the Shulchan Aruch through to today's common examples. As you see from the diagrams that are given in many of the new Gemaras that illustrate what is a chatzer, what is a mavui in the time of the Gemara, there were a couple of houses that used to be open to a courtyard that would open to a mavui, a common thoroughfare that opened into a rishus harabim. For example, take a look at the Oz v'Hadar diagrams in the beginning of the Masechta. Our Mishnah, of course, discussed a mavui hasasum if it was closed on three sides. So then, Rashi alludes to the Mishnah later on Yud Aleph Amud Beis that tells us that since the Rishus is closed on three sides and is not a Rishus HaRabim, technically, min HaTorah one could carry in that Rishus. However, mid Rabbanan, they wanted to make sure that people would not carry from the Mavui into a Rishus HaRabim, and there was a requirement for a Lechi and a Korah to be constructed. If one simply learns these Mishnayos and these Gemaras, one could come away with an erroneous application to today's dead-end street. My wife and I, our first apartment, was I and 27th on the dead end. Many who are familiar with Brooklyn know that because of the train tracks, there are many streets that are closed on three sides. There are two sides with apartment buildings. There is a third side that's closed. And then the mavui, if you will, that's closed on three sides, opens up to an avenue that might qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. We will discuss whether that Avenue I qualifies as a Rishus HaRabim or not, and what is the definition of Rishus HaRabim. Either way, a dead-end street is a common phenomenon. And here's the question. Min HaTorah, if it's closed on three sides and only open on the fourth, there are many apartment buildings on I and 27th by the dead end. There are many apartment buildings on that block. And even if there are private homes that line the block, then in such a case as well, it's predominantly closed. It's Omeid Meruba Ala Poritz. If one wants to be able to carry on that block, can one simply follow the advice of the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Lamed Beis, Peishamay say, to put up a 10 tfachim board called a lechi, if it's going to be vertical, or a horizontal korah. So here, we have this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Samach Gimel, Seif Aleph, where the Mechaber tells us, and we will go through some important seifim in Shin Samach Gimel. Makom sheyesh lo shalosh mechitzas, asru chacham letaltel bo, ad sheyaseh shum tikun berevias. There needs to be a tikun on the fourth side, midrabanan. What is that tikun? So here, there are two phenomena. One is the phenomenon of a chotzer. Let's say you have a courtyard that opens up to a Rishus HaRabim. So then, in such a case, the halacha is a little bit different than what we learned in the Mishnayos. And this is a Gemara on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, as understood by the Rishonim. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chatzer shenifreitz b'milua, if there is a courtyard that is entirely open, ad eser amis, if it's ten, up until 10 amis wide, niter bepas rachav arba tvachim. One would be allowed to carry only if you construct a pass. A pass is a board that is 4 tfachim wide, sheyamidenu mitzad echad b'makom haparutz, that will allow one to carry. Now this is a Gemara that says that not just simply a simple board like a lechi would be permitted, but rather one needs to put a board that is 4 tfachim wide, and at least 10 tfachim high. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yud Gimel explains that since a chatzer is used for more personal purposes, one needs to construct greater mechitzos than one would need for a mavoi. Hence, what we learned in our Mishnah actually applies to a mavoi, that one will be allowed to carry in a mavoi, which is not as private as a courtyard. In those days, in the courtyards, they would do private things like laundry and so on. So therefore, in order to be able to carry there, one would need, if it's nifretz b'melua, then by the mavoi, then as our Mishnah said, along with the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, a lechi or a kura would be enough to make it permissible to carry in that mavoi. However, for a chatzer, there is a requirement of something more, and you need a pass of 4 tvachim. There's something else that everybody has to be aware of, and that is that we're discussing now, as our Mishnah had said, our Mishnah already warned us about this, only a case in where the mavoi is 10 amos or less in its width, opening up to a Rishus HaRabim. However, if it would be wider, then that would be a problem. I remember once going around in the Eruv in Camp Hask, showing it to one of the great poskim in America, Rav Belsky, and he pointed out that one needs to be careful with this opening of 10 amis, and there was an opening that we had that was just more than 10 amis, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein's position of the size of an amma. So one has to be careful. A lot of times, the area, whether it be a mavoi and a chatzer, would be more than 10 ammas, and then neither a lechi, nor a kora, nor a pass would make it permissible. Okay, let's say we've got a dead-end street that has an opening that's less than 10 amos, and we want to find a way to be able to allow the people to carry on that dead-end street. What should be constructed? Here we have a very important comment from the Ramah in Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav. And that is, the Ramah comes along and he says that we do not use a korah and a lechi today to be matir, a three-sided domain that's closed on three sides, and to ascribe to it the din of a mavui. V'yesh omrim, says the Ramah, de noagin o idl sakin kol hamuvos bitzuras ha-pesach. De kol hamuvos shelonu yesh lehem din chatzeros. He's quoting a Trumas Hadeshen that nowadays we don't view our mavui as being a full-fledged mavui. The reason for that is because once upon a time, as you look in your Ozva Hadar diagrams in the beginning of our Masechta, there were two houses that opened up to a courtyard that allowed for a certain amount of privacy that then opened up to what we would call the street or the mavui. Nowadays, there are many houses that open up directly into the mavui, which means that the mavui has now turned into a chatzer, argues the Ramah. And for that reason, at least one would need a pas dalid. By the way, if you don't have a pas dalid, the Mechaber writes in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel, you could have a lechi, a little bit of a lechi on one side, and a lechi on another side. Shnei pasin shel mashuyin, says the Mechaber in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel. That, in theory, might be a possibility, but the whole notion of our Mishnayis, of a lechi and a korah, was thrown out based on the observation of the Trumas Hadeshen and quoted by the Ramah. And the Ramah says, V'aminik pashut l'saknein, and here is where the Ramah describes what today people call Eruv. L'saknein al yitei chevel hakoshur l'rochboi shel mavui. There was a string that went across. V'din chevel ze ain a korah. It's not considered a korah. Sharei ain rach bo tefach. A korah has to be the size of a tefach. V'lo mahani ele mitam tzuris ha-pesach. De mahani lemala filu begemi. A tzuris ha-pesach could be made by having two boards, two sticks, vertical sticks that are going up with a horizontal string going across. Now we will devote at least one full halacha from the daily daf discussing all of the halachas, how the string is supposed to be made, etc., etc. But for our purposes, the Ramah has thrown out the usage of a lechi and a korah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it's kedai to follow those achronim who say that even two pasim should not be done, or a pass of four tvachim. Hence, the minig today would be the only way one would close a dead-end street. We've gone from allowing a lechi or a korah to allowing a pass of dalid, which was also rejected in favor of the tzuras ha-pesach. And it seems to me to be the custom even today that even though there would be a lot of room to allow on the third side two small pasim of ten tvachim high, or a korah, nevertheless the minig is to construct a tzuras ha-pesach. Now there are some who have argued that maybe times had changed back closer to the time of the Gemara, that the pendulum had swung back from Krakow in the 16th century. In Vilna, in the 18th century, things were different. The Chayei Adam writes in Klal Ayin Aleph that nowadays there are houses with real courtyards that open into a street. In the time of the Ramah, he said maybe there weren't, in the time of the Trumas Hadeshen. But in Vilna, he says that there are, and it could very well be that for that reason, they have a din mavui, and therefore there might be room to be makel, argues the Chayei Adam, to simply have a korah or a lechi. However, a poisik in Vilna, who later became one of the great poskei hadar in Eretz Yisrael, 150 years later, the Chazon Ish, in a famous piece in Or Chaim Simen Samachay, Sifkaten Nun Beis as well, Simen Sadi, Sifkaten Chav Gimel, said that we don't have chatzeros today. The chatzeros were used for very private type of usages, and he says today the courtyards, for example, even the famous discussion in Eretz Yisrael is the Cheder Madregot for Hilchos Chanukah. This is a big discussion. Does that qualify as a chatzer? Chazon Ish said no. Many areas, the Chazon Ish said, does not qualify as a chatzer. Therefore, halachically, our buildings open directly into the street, and that street, therefore, we have to l'chol apachos, b'choshesh has a din of a chatzer, and hence, then, the rule of the Ramaz Minig to construct a Suras HaPesach. And that is why I think the Minig Yisrael today, I have never seen a Lechi or a Korah just operative alone. Even for that matter, and I'm not a big Bucky in Hilchos Erevin, I've not toured the world in Hilchos Erevin, but I haven't seen that used very, very often. It's always, almost always, a Suras HaPesach is used. But for those people on I and 27th in Brooklyn, there's one more caveat. And that, of course, is the famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which we will devote a separate halacha from the daily daf to Rav Moshe's position, where Rav Moshe felt that if the city is a Rishus Rabbim, Rav Moshe felt strongly that Brooklyn has a din Rishus Rabbim, he felt all of its roads, including, I heard from Reb Shlomo Pearl in the name of Reb David Feinstein Shlita, including the dead-end streets in those areas as well, all of it becomes a Rishus HaRabim, and as we will learn, if it's a full Rishus HaRabim, even a Tzuras HaPesach will not help, only full-fledged mechitzos, there would have to be a full mechitza opened across the entire crosswalk of the dead-end street opening to the avenue to allow for the area to be an area that one can carry, as well as presumably legally turning it into a Rishus HaYachid, which is beyond our scope right now, which we will get to later on in the Masechta. So what we see here is a beautiful progression from the Halachos Mishnah to the application Bizman Hazeh, in how to deal with a street that is closed in three sides, Bizman Hazeh, if that area is not a Rishus HaRabim, according to Rav David Feinstein, this would not apply in Brooklyn, the way in which the area that is closed on three sides won't be able to carry would be if one would make an appropriate Eruvei Chatzeros and Shitufei Mevos, as well as, according to the Ramah, construct a Tzuras HaPesach, and our minig is not to treat it as a mavui, as designed by the Mishnah on Beis Amin Aleph, or as a chatzer, as designed by the Gemara on Yud Beis Amin Aleph. This concludes the halacha from Daf Beis in Maseches Erevin.